Tonight is September 9th. We're going to be doing topics for Rosh Hashanah next 2 weeks, maybe next week Yom Kippur. This is the Gemara Shir, the Monday night Gemara Shir.
Okay, Rabotai, welcome back. What I'd like to focus on this evening is the two types of tekiyos, or the two sets of tekiyos that we will blow on Rosh Hashanah, identified by people in the halachic business as tekiyos de meyushav and tekiyos de meumav. Tekiyos that are sounded technically when you are seated, meyushav. We will refer to those as the sounding of the shofar before the Shmona Esrei begins. And tkios de meumad, the blowing of the shofar while chazaras hashatz, or perhaps the silent Shmona Esrei, takes place. So amida means the Shmona Esrei, meyushav means in contradistinction to amida. As to whether or not you sit or not is a matter of debate. We will soon see the Rambam who insists that you sit for the sounding of the shofar before the Shmona Esrei begins, and he translates the phrase miyushav literally, even though our practice is to stand throughout. But let's try to understand the significance of this. According to the majority of Rishonim, tekiyos de miyushav did not exist at the time of the Mishnah or the Gemara. So we're going to see two sources which will support that particular premise. The only time that the Mishnah knew of the blowing of the shofar was in the context of the Shmona Esrei. That's it. So we start with on page number one. Unusual that we're numbered the pages sequentially, one through whatever it is. It's unusual. It's because I prepared this before any of the games yesterday, so I didn't know who to blame and who to award. Depends if you're a giant fan or not. So the Mishnah says, Seder Berachot. The order of the Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. There are seven regular brachot of Shmona Esrei every Shabbat and Yom Tov. Seven. The first three and the last three, which are always a uniform. And then the middle bracha, which is the bracha called Kiddushat Hayom, a bracha that describes the sanctity of that particular day. On Shabbos, it describes the sanctity of Shabbat and concludes Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. On the Chagim, it describes the sanctity of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot and concludes Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. On Rosh Hashanah, it describes the unique sanctity of Rosh Hashanah and concludes Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. So our practice is that each one of the tefillot, Mariv, Shacharit, and Mincha, follow the regular Yom Tov pattern. Seven brachot. However, for Musaf, we have three additional brachot that are recited. Malchuyot, Zichronot, and Shofrot. However, we do not have 10 brachot in the Shmona Esrei. For some reason, I can explain it not now, there are only 9 brachot in the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Musaf, and as a result, it is incumbent upon us to combine one of the additional themes into one of the existing ones. And as to how you combine the additional into the existing is a three-way machloket. Two opinions are going to be quoted in the Mishnah and one by Rav Gamliel in the Braita. So we will suffice by learning the Mishnah. And the first opinion is Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Seder brachot, omer, avot, ugivurot. You say avot, Magen Avraham, Mechaye Hametim, V'kidushat Hashem, Ata Kadosh V'shimcha Kadosh, V'kolel Malchuyot Imahen, V'eino Tokeya. You combine Malchuyot together with Kiddushas Hashem in the Brach of Atah Kadosh, and when you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, you do not sound the shofar after Malchuyot. Then you say Kiddushat Hayom, just Atah B'Chartanu, a regular Yom Tov of Atah B'Chartanu, and conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, not Melech HaKol Aretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Vitokeya, and you blow after Kiddushas Hayom. Zichronot, Vitokeya, you recite Zichronot, you blow the shofar. Shofrot, Vitokeya. Ve'omer avodah hoda'a u'birchat kohanim. Then you say Ritzei, and then Modim hoda'a, and the bracha of Shalom introduced by Birchat Kohanim. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. All I need from this Mishnah is this. It's not my focus tonight to understand how we merge them. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about blowing prior to the Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah only mentions the fact that you blow the shofar during Shmoneh Esrei. According to the first opinion, after Malchuyot, which is included with Kiddushat Hashem, no shofar, you recite Kiddushat Hayom and conclude Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, you sound the shofar. Then Zichronot Baruch Ato Hashem Zocher Abrit shofar. Then Shomea Kol Truat Amo Yisrael Barachamim and shofar. And that's it. Doesn't say anything blowing before Shmoneh Esrei. I know, but there should be some Mishnah that would tell us what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. There should be some Mishnah. And in fact,
when you see the bracha, according to Baal Tokeya, when is the bracha? When does the
there is no bracha of a Baal Tokeya?
There's no bracha of Baal Tokeya.
No. According to the Mishnah, there's no bracha.
And it's a Mishnah. I didn't have no bracha there.
Right? Is Kriya Shema Mitzvah?
We have bracha of Kriya Shema.
But is there? So we have brachos here too.
Just saying, the bracha that does it.
Anytime you have a mitzvah sandwiched within a sequence of brachot, there is no birchat hamitzvah. We don't say Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likro et shema. We don't say Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likadesh et yom haShabbat, because the Kedesh is a bracha. So, same thing here. There would be no birchat hamitzvah of shofar, because the mitzvah of shofar is designed to be incorporated within the framework of Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not talking about yet whether it's only in Chazaras Hashatz, only in the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, or perhaps in the silent Shmoneh Esrei as well. Not talking about that yet. Fine. There is a second Mishnah which also makes no reference whatsoever to rush sounding the shofar. If you go to page number 2 for a minute, sounding the shofar before Musaf. So the Mishnah says, towards the bottom of the page, Ha'over lifnei hateva b'yontov shel Rosh Hashanah, the person who serves as the shliach tzibur on yontov of Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskia, the second Baal Tefillah blows the shofar. That means during Musaf, not during Shacharis. Ubishas Halel, however, when we recite the Halel, Harishon Makreyas Halel, the first, the Baal Shacharis recites Halel, and the Baal Musaf does not. The Gemara will describe why is that the case. Why should they delay the shofar? Again, it's not my concern tonight. What is my concern is that this is an opportunity to tell us when shofar is blown, in contradistinction to when Hallel is recited. And the Mishnah only says one thing. You recite, you blow the shofar only during Musaf, and you recite the Hallel only during Shacharis. Yeah.
How do we determine when Musaf starts, though?
We know when Musaf starts.
But
Chazar Chatzikadosh. Okay. That's when Musaf starts. That's Musaf.
Why is the Mishnah going backwards?
What do you mean?
It's like speaking. Why is it speaking backwards?
What do you mean?
It says the Sheni first, and then the Rish. I mean, it just goes in the wrong order.
No, because he mentioned Ha'over Lefnei HaTeilfei Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, but there's a Rishon and a Sheni. You tell me what the Sheni does before you tell me what the Rishon does.
The Rishon does nothing. Just says Chazar Sashan.
It does Hallel. HaRishon Omer Hallel.
That's not on Rosh Hashanah.
There's no
Hallel on Rosh Hashanah.
So that's in general.
That's correct. In general. Whenever he's comparing Hallel to Shofar, that Shofar is accomplished or designed to be instituted only in the second Chazar Sashan, the second Tefillah, that's Musaf. Hallel is designed to be affixed and connected to the first one, to Tefillah Shacharis, as is our practice. But not a word here about blowing the shofar before starting Musaf. There's no reason to. No reason to. The primary reason to blow shofar is to amplify the themes of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. That's what the shofar is designed to do. To amplify the theme. Whatever the themes are, if we have time, we'll spend some time on it. I'm certainly going to do it in the WhatsApp. The themes of Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot, for sure. I'm certainly going to do that. So, and shofar, as the Rav explained hundreds of times, shofar is a form of tefillah. It's the wordless tefillah. That after a person thinks that they have articulated their thoughts appropriately, you finally come to the recognition that I really have not exhausted all of the possible language that I could use to describe that particular theme. So in the theme of Malchiyot, I describe various aspects of God's dominion of this world and the fact that He chooses not to impose His will upon the rest of the world. Chooses not to. He waits for our invitation to anoint Him and to coronate Him, which we, Am Yisrael, do at Maariv on Rosh Hashanah. It's called Koronatsyanach. It's called the night of coronation. In the absence, after you articulate all your words, you blow a sound which is a desperate sound of a child who cannot articulate his or her needs, but the mother understands that this type of crying is because I need a diaper change. This type of crying is because I'm hungry. And this one is because, finally, I'm tired. I'm caving in. I'm giving in. I'm going to sleep. Put me into the crib. So, same thing with Zichronot and Shofarot, whatever those themes are. So the Mishnah only has need for Shofar in combination with Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. As to whether or not this combination is of biblical origin or rabbinic origin is a machloikis Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi claims it's the Oraita. Others say it's probably only with the Rabbanan. Fine. However, if you move along to page number 3, the Gemara does make reference to it. Not the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Tokin B'Rosh Hashanah. Why do we sound a Tkia on Rosh Hashanah? Asks the Gemara, Lama Tokin? Rachman Amatiku. The Torah says you're supposed to blow the shofar. El Lama Marian. Why do we sound the truer note? Marian? Why do we sound the truer? Rachman Amar Zichron Truah. Torah makes reference to the Truah. Again, the question and answer seems to need a little salt and pepper, not for tonight. Ella, Lama Tokin Umariyan Kishahen Yoshin. Then page number 4, Vitokin Umariyan Kishahen Ondin. Why do we sound the shofar? when they are seated, and why do we sound the shofar when they're standing in the middle of Shemone Esrei? Now this is an Amoraic sage, Rabbi Yitzchak. He's Chachmei Yerushalmi. It's an Amoraic sage. So up until now, in Talmudic age, not in the Mishnah, not in a Braita, does anybody make reference to Tkiyas de Meyusha? Answers, so, but he does in the Braisa. And what does he answer? In the Yerushalmi. In the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Kdei la'arveve sasatan, to confuse Satan. What does this mean? It's explained simply that if Satan hears us, Satan is always very active during the sounding of the shofar, and he tries to get into the shofar in order to make sure that the Baal Tokeya cannot produce the appropriate sounds. This is one of his challenges that he looks forward to all year, attacking Am Yisrael. In fact, the psukim which we recite before the shofar is sounded, those six psukim, as you well know, form the word kra satan, rip away the satan. You know, don't allow the satan to interfere with us. So what we do is we have an end around with him. We blow the shofar, put the shofar down, now he thinks we're finished. Then he leaves and he goes to play golf. And we know that that particular shofar doesn't really count. So if he attempted to interfere with us and succeeded, he'll feel great. Now he leaves the shul and we have an opportunity to blow a second time without any interference from Satan. That's the answer. It sounds a little comical, which it is. And perhaps, as we go along tonight, we'll see far more sophisticated reasons for blowing Tkiyos de Meyusha. But this is the first reference to it in the Gemara itself. We move on to the beginning of the 11th century and the opinion of the Rif. And the Rif says, Nimtza Achshav, in our day and age, shetokin tashrat gimel pa'amim, v'tokin tashat gimel pa'amim, v'tokin tarat gimel pa'amim. You blow all the possible combinations. Tkiya shvarim teruah tkiya, three times. Tkiya shvarim tkiya, three times. Tkiya teruah tkiya, three times. V'nohagu ha'am l'sokon kishehen yoshvin. And the minug has become to blow the shofar while they are seated. Umivarchin aleihem birchas hatkia. And not only that, you make a bracha. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al lishmoa kol shofar. Fine. And he says, v'nohagu, it's on a minute. No requirement al pidin. Very nice. But, does he tell us why the minug developed? No, he does not. Doesn't tell us why. What prompted this minhag to begin? He doesn't tell us when it started. Obviously, it started sometime during the late Talmudic era, but he doesn't tell us why it was instituted whatsoever. He doesn't even quote the Gemara that it was la'arbe v'sasatan. He doesn't say that. He just posits that there is a minhag to go ahead and sound the shofar. So now we're going to see a variety of explanations as to why you might have tkiyos de meyushav in addition to tkiyos de meumad.
Is he talking about two tkiyos de meyushav?
What?
Is he talking about, which tkiyos is he talking about?
Who?
Three.
No, in which statement? Which statement did he make? Which statement are you talking about?
Where he enumerates the different types of
tekiyos. So that is another machloikis. The Rif's opinion is that for Malchuyot, you blow three tashrats. For Zichronot, you blow three tashats. Ki yishvaram tekiyah. For shofros, you blow three times trua tekiyah, tekiyah. Trua tekiyah, trua tarat. That's the Rif's opinion. What's going to be the weakness with that? What's the weakness with that opinion? What's the weakness with the Rif's opinion? The Rif says that for Malchios, you blow Tekiyah Shvarim Teruah Tekiyah. For Zichronos, you blow Tekiyah Shvarim Teruah. What's the weakness? Yeah.
It's not the right sequence. It doesn't count for one of them.
What?
It's not the right sequence. It won't count for
if it. The reason why we blow Shvarim and Tekiyah and Teruah is because it was a doubt as to what sound the word Teruah represented. What sound did the word Teruah in the Torah represent? Did it represent what we call the Shvarim? Three shorter blasts? Or a wailing type of sound? Or a coughing type of sound? Which is the Teruah sound. So, because there was a Safek, and we'll say something about this as well, what did they decide to do? To do both. Do every possible combination. Do the Shvarim and the Teruah. Do it just the Shvarim, just the Teruah. So you ask very well. Very well. If, for example, only the Shvarim is the real sound of the Teruah. That's the real sound. So which of the three brachot did you blow properly? You blow only for Zichronos. For Shofros and Malchios, you didn't blow properly because you didn't blow a Shvarim. You blew a Shvarim in Malchios, but you also blew a Teruah. But for Shofros, you didn't blow any Shvarim. How can you be Yotzei the Mitzvah? So there will be a defense of the... There will be a defense. That's why our practice, we don't follow the Rif. What we do is we blow a Tashrat, a Tashat, and a Tarat for each one, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. For each Zichronos and Shofros. So we blow Tekiyah Shvarim Teruah for Malchios, or Tekiyah Shvarim Teruah for Zichron, and so on and so forth. There, that also has a weakness. That also has a weakness. What weakness does that have? Because each one of the three has to have three sounds. The minimum fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar is nine sounds. Nine sounds. Tekiyah, Trua, Tekiyah, three times. Tekiyah, Trua, Tekiyah. I don't mean Trua, the note Trua, but what the Torah calls Trua. So, again, we don't know what the word Trua means. So each one of our times that we blow every possibility. But you did not blow three times the right note. Let's assume that, again, the Shvarim is the real right note. You didn't blow three times Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah for Malchios. You didn't do that. So even our practice might have something wrong. However, the Rif tells us that there is such an element called the Minah. So let's see the Baal HaMor on page number 7. No, I'm skipping 6 for a minute. Says the Baal HaMor. Umashinagu liskoa kolat kios kishehen yoshvin umivarchin aleihem birchas tkiyah. That which the minhag developed to blow all the sounds when they are seated and you make the bracha of l'shma kol shofar nirali ki lo haya kein bimei rabosenu chachmei hatalmud. This was not the practice during Talmudic era. Even though Rabbi Yitzchak and the Gemara said so, that was not the widespread practice. Elaminag hu shehenhigu dorot o achronim. It is only in the latter centuries, so he probably means post-geonim, 8th century, 9th century, 10th century, mishum cholin u mishum anusin. For people who are ill or who have any other extenuating circumstances, dikatni v'nafke mi beit hakneset, who leave shul early, v'lo natri ad tzlusa de musafe, and are not going to be in shul for musaf. They come for shachris, they stay for laning, then they're going home. D'lo matzli lo biyachid b'rosh hashanah b'tlas shor kamaisa, because it gets a little later, because you're not allowed to, or you're not supposed to daven musaf in the first 3 hours of the day, because that is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in din, and he's more inclined to pass a non-favorable judgment. So since musaf has to start after 3 hours, a lot of people, they started davening early. They couldn't sit in shul that long. They weren't well, whatever it is. So they were going to miss the kiyush shofar. Says the Baal Amor, they instituted the sounding of the shofar, what we call tkiyas de miyushav, based on the fact that these people have to hear tkiyas shofar. Because after all, the Torah, when it says Yom Tuvoi Elachem, doesn't say it has to be together with Malki Yozachanos and Shofar. It just says, sound the shofar today. That's it. As a result, the way we accommodated them was by introducing a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah, and they sounded the shofar and blew whatever it is, 30 sounds, and then these people went home, and now we go ahead and proceed to Tfilat Musaf. So the Baal Amor at least gives us some type of perspective as to what exactly is the purpose of having Tkiyas to Meyusha. Yeah?
What is the source that the Kaddish Baruch Hu spends through those...
Kabbalistic ideas, I have no clue. No clue.
So you'd be Yosh, so if you were not sick, you would be Yosei with those Meyusha?
In theory, you could be, but you're not going to have the mitzvah Shlema. The complete mitzvah is surrounding it with Malchus, Chanos, and Shofas. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two is the Ramban on page number 8. So, in the first couple of lines, I don't want to go through it. All I'm going to tell you is how the Ramban characterized the Baal Amor suggestion. I bracketed that divrei havoye. It's absolute nonsense. That's the Ramban's opinion of the Baal Amor. Absolute nonsense. Now go to the next bracketed line. Elavadai al habracha shel matbea kotzar hadvarim amurim. And let me just get to where he really says this. Right. Elavadai ala bracha shamapea katzar dvar mamurim ve'ein safek v'lo makom l'machloikis shehayachid she'eino tokeya al seida habrachos vadai tzorech levarech al mitzvah zu b'matzvah katzar k'derech shemivarechan ala mitzvah. That there is no doubt that if for any reason, sick or not, if you're not going to hear the shofar in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, no doubt you make a bracha on shofar, like you make a bracha on every other mitzvah which we perform. So
would that mean you would say, if you're not saying Krishma and davening, you make a bracha on Krishma?
Yes. According to the Ramban, we mentioned that in our Shiurim and Brachas. According to the Ramban, if you don't daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema within the Mizgeret of Berachos Kriya Shema, you make a bracha on it. That is correct. So, it's a long Ramban. I just want to tell you what he says. The Ramban is of the opinion that midda oraisa, you can fulfill your mitzvah of tkiyas shofar with tkiyas de miyushav. You can. It's regular tkiyas shofar. The sounding of the shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei has nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do with the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Kiyas Shofar is found also, I should have put this pasuk in the source sheet, in Parshat Beha'alotcha. In Parshat Beha'alotcha, the Torah says the following, Ki savo'u al hatzar hatzorer etchem vahareyotem b'chatzotzrot alaloseichem v'alzivchei shalmeichem. Torah states that if you are attacked by anybody, says the Ramban, it's not just an attack. Any time Am Yisrael faces a crisis, so one of the methods of approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to get together in shul and daven and sound the shofar. In the time of the Mikdash, they also had chatzotzrot, trumpets. But from our perspective, you blow the shofar. It's designed for eight tzara. Eight tzara.
When there's no rain.
When there's no rain, 100%. The Mishnayos and Tainus tell us that, 100%. So the Ramban says that there is no greater crisis that a human being can face than to have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaDin and explain one's actions of the previous year. Knowing full well that on this day, Mi yichye umi yamut will be dictated and determined. What greater crisis can an individual confront? Therefore, says the Ramban, the first set of tkiyot is to fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Tru Yilachem. It's just a mitzvah related to the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, just as Lulav is related to the Kedushas Hayom of Sukkot.
Is the Ramban referring to Meyusha?
Yeah, that's Tkiyos de Meyusha. 100%. Tkiyos de Me'umad, says the Ramban, is designed to fulfill the obligation that when a person is facing an eight tzara, a crisis, the Torah tells us, let him get together and do what? And sound the shofar. Unfortunately, what I photostated here is not elaborated in this particular Ramban at great length. Otherwise, I would show it to you inside. Here he's dealing primarily with the bracha and so on and so forth, but he doesn't mention here that which I'm telling you. So the Ramban says, I'll tell you why we blow twice. Not to confuse Satan, not because we have to satisfy those people who are sick, who are leaving the shul earlier. There are two separate kiyumim of Tkiyas Shofar. Kiyum number one is based on the mitzvah of Yom Teruah Yilachem. Those are Tkiyas de Meyushav. Then, Tkiyas de Me'umad is based on the fact that it's today, Rosh Hashanah, is a Yom Tzara. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch writes that it is appropriate to fast both days of Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Mechaber, the author, says you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, it's Yontif. But the Ramah says you're allowed to fast. And he quotes this Ramban. That's his basis of, since it's a Yom Tzara, you are allowed to fast, and perhaps it's advisable to do so, because it's a real day of crisis as we stand in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Some people fast Erev.
But that's correct. Some people do. Right? Yeah?
I mean, you would assume you would be okay on Yom Kippur too in the middle of davening.
Okay, that's a good question. But Yom Kippur has a totally different tenor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates with Midas HaChesed on Yom Kippur, whereas Midas HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates with Midas HaChesed, the crisis is by definition diminished. But it's a good question. Yeah.
What does Ramban do with Rabbi Yitzchak?
just ignores it.
He ignores it.
He says it's a nice agadic statement, cute, but has nothing to do with the halacha.
The whole, not just like the answer, but the first two questions.
Also. The whole question and answer is, I have no idea what he's talking about.
And why did the Mishnah mention
that? That's a good question. When the Ramban walks in, we will ask him that question. Why didn't the Mishnah make reference to it? Make reference to it. So that's a second possibility of Tkiyas Nemiyusha. Then there is a third possibility of Tkiyas Nemiyusha. And that is offered is an interesting Rambam in page number 9. Now, none of the Rishonim who we saw thus far even attempted to explain why they are called Tkiyas Nemiyushav. I know why those around Shmon Esrei are called Tkiyas Nemiyushav. Because you're standing. It's Amidah. It's the Shmon Esrei. I understand that. Even though there is one Rishon who says that Tkiyas the Me'umad are the ones you blow before Shmon Esrei. Why? We stand for them. And Tkiyas the Me'yushav are the ones during Chazaras Hashatz. Because most people sit during Chazaras Hashatz. That's what some one Rishon said. But most of us do not define it that way. So, but they don't tell us why it's called Tkiyas Nemiyushav. The Rambam will tell us why it's called Tkiyas Nemiyushav. So if you go to page number 9, now, says the Rambam, Haminuk hapashut b'seder hatkiya shal Rosh Hashanah b'tzibur kachu. The simple minhag about the mitzvah of tkiya shayf and Rosh Hashanah is as follows. Achar shekorin batorah, after you read the Torah, umachzirin hasefer limkomo, and you bring the sefer Torah back and put it back to its place. Do we do that? No. We have the Sefer Torah out while we are blowing Tkiyas Nemiyushav. And after that, what do we say?
Ashrei.
We say Ashrei. And I'm going to show you the Rambam Menuchas Tefillah tells you he's supposed to say Ashrei. Here he doesn't mention it. Doesn't make a reference to the recitation of Ashrei. And the Rambam tells us that you bring the Sefer Torah back before you blow Tkiyas Shofar. Then Yoshvin Kol Ha'am, everybody sits. Ve'echad Omed Umevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lishmo Akol Shofar. Ve'Chol Ha'am Onin Amen. Everybody answers Amen. Ve'Chozer Umevarech Shehechiyanu. Then he again ahead makes Shehechiyanu. Ve'Chol Ha'am Onin Amen Acharav. V'tokeya shloshim tkiyo shomar nepnei hasafek. Then you blow your 30 sounds. V'omer kaddish. V'omdinu mispalalin tfilas musaf. Then you say kaddish yidav musaf. V'achashigomer. Then he says you blow again on during Chazaras Hashatz. So two things we have to explain. Why does the Rambam specifically tell us that you sit? Two, why does the Rambam tell us that you put the Sefer Torah back before Tkiyas Shofar? And why does the Rambam tell us that does not say that you're supposed to say Ashrei? Supposed to say Ashrei. And the Rambam, if you now look in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Tefillah, where he tells us the pattern for every single Shabbos and Yom Tov. For every single Shabbos and Yom Tov is found on page 12. Page 12. B'Shabbosos v'Yomim Tovim Kishigomer Shliach Tzibur Tfila Shachris B'Kol Ram after Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris Omer Kaddish, then V'Achar Kein Tfila L'David, because you lane first, then you say Ashrei Tfila L'David V'Omer Kaddish U'Mispalo Musa B'Lachash V'Achar Kein Mispalo Musa B'Kol Ram Kederach Shasov Shachris. Fine. So the Rambam has told us that you recite Ashrei, and here he omits on Yom Tov. That's for every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah. Why would the Rambam object to reciting Ashrei before Musaf on Rosh Hashanah? Before Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rav once suggested, that the purpose of the Tkios, the Miyushav, is designed to do the following. If you look at the Torah's description of Yom Teruah Yilachem, if you look at the Torah's description of Lulav and Esrog, if you look at the Torah's description of Achilas Matzah, would you say that any of those mitzvos are necessarily related to the Tzibur, or do they focus on every single Yachid? What? They follow Yachid. There's no mitzvah of eating matzah and shul together. The mitzvah of lulav can be fulfilled, and by many people is fulfilled, at home before you get to shul. Many people do it in the sukkah, in accordance with some rishonim. But there's no, what creates the tzibur aspect by lulav is the halal, not the lulav. And that halal require nanuin. But it's the halal that generates the tzibur component. There's no tzibur component by sukkah, by matzah, by maror. And Yom Teruah Yilachem is the exact same pasuk that is found by every other mitzvah. However, the Ravid made a very interesting observation. What parsha in the Torah is the parsha that describes all of the mitzvot that are noeg during a particular chag? The Yomim Tovim are mentioned several times. Emor. Parshat Emor. That's why you have the five chagim, and you are told to fast on Yom Kippur, to eat matzah, to what? To eat in the sukkah, to take the Arba Minim. But the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is not found in Parshas Emor. Not found in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor it says Zichron Teruah, to remember the shofar. Where is the mitzvah of shofar found? Only in Parshas Pinchas, which deals with the Korban Musaf. So the Ravid has a way out theory and claims that based on Torah Shebiksav, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is only in the Mikdash, in conjunction with the Korban Musaf. Every place else, it's not based on Torah Shebiksav, it's learned out from one of the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atorah Nidrashis Ben. That's how far the Ravid goes. The Rav felt that the Rambam didn't want to go that far, but the Rambam understood that if the placement of the Pasuk of Yom Teruah Yilachem is dafka where? In Parshas Pinchas, it has an element of tzibur in it. It's not necessarily a mitzvah on the yachid. It's a mitzvah on the rabbim, on the tzibur. So what the Rambam feels is that the sounding of the shofar before Shmon Esrei is designed to create a tzibur for the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar before we start the amida. Before we start the amida.
Let me
go through the proofs. If somebody's laying the Megillah and he makes the bracha, Asher kedushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mikra Megillah, and you listen from the beginning to the end, do you have to answer amen? No, you do not. The Rambam tells us there are two ways to be yotzei through Shomer Kauna. Listening is as if you said it. One is answer amen to the end of the bracha. The other way is just listen to the begin from the beginning to the end and listen carefully. That's all you got to do. So when the Rambam tells us that you can listen to the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, he doesn't tell us you have to answer amen, because he already told us in Hilchos Brachos you don't have to. When he tells you make a leishet basukkah before you eat in the sukkah, he doesn't say you have to answer amen. Why? Because you don't have to answer amen. But yet here, the Rambam says you have to answer amen after Lishma Kol Shofar and after Shechiyanu. Plus, the Rambam tells us you have to sit. Can anybody tell me another area of halacha where seating creates the group experience? Pesach. In the time of the Mishnah, what symbol did you have to demonstrate we're all eating together? They had what? How did you create the chabur in the time of the Mishnah? How did you demonstrate? You made haseba. You reclined. In our day and age, nobody reclines. So the way to engage in yeshiva is what? Is through seated. The Rambam claims that in order to create a link between you who make Kiddush and all of your other guests, is you have to sit during Kiddush. The only exception is first night of Sukkah, says the Rambam. But other than that, you should be seated for Kiddush. In order to make a Zimun, if you're eating over here and you're eating over here and you're not eating together, you don't make a Zimun. If there are three people here and two people, you don't make a Zimun. It's only if there is a Chabura. What does Chabura mean? We sat down together at the same table. So the Rambam uses the word yeshiva to create the tzibur before the Shmona Esrei starts. That is why the Rambam tells us you're supposed to sit by Ashrei before Mincha. Take a look at it. Take a look at page 11. B'mincha Omer Shliach Tzibur, page 11. B'mincha Omer Shliach Tzibur, Ashrei Yoshev V'Secha Tilu David, Korei Hu, V'chol Ha'am, V'ha'am Meyushav. Everybody seated. Why does the Rambam have to tell us that you're supposed to sit for Ashrei? You want to sit, sit. You want to stand, stand. In the next halacha, by Maariv, the Erev Kol Hayom Yoshvin Kolom V'hu Omei V'omei V'hu Rachem. You're supposed to be seated, says the Rambam, when you say V'hu Rachem. Why? Because before you begin a tefillah of the tzibur, you demonstrate that the 10 people here are indeed connected together. It's not that there are haphazardly there happen to be 10 people in the room who straggled in. Standing around, walking around, doesn't create that sense of semblance of a tzibur according to the Rambam. So here you have it. You should sit by Ashrei, not only because it says Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, but you should sit for Vahu Rachum, and the Rambam says you should sit for Tekiyah Shofar. And that's why they're called Tekiyahs the Meyushav. Because the seating helps create a tzibur, not just for what? For Chazoras HaShatz that will take place on Rosh Hashanah like every single Tfilas Masev. But what's going to be unique about this tzibur as a tzibur? We're going to be doing a special mitzvah as a collective kehilah. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the purpose of Tkiyas the Miyushav is to set us up as a community to enable us to insert a mitzvah into a tefillah, which is essentially a communal institution. So how do I now say that this communal institution is going to include as well what? The mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar? By sitting down, blowing the shofar, no religious experience associated. It's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is al seder habrachos, malchias, chanas, and shofars. But this is designed to create the tzibur phenomenon with all of the people in the shul, and therefore the Rambam wanted no interruption whatsoever. How did he eliminate interruptions? Put the Sefer Torah back first. How did he eliminate interruptions? Don't bother saying Ashrei today. We don't need Ashrei. We have the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar that is galvanizing us as a tzibur. Galvanizing us as a tzibur. And therefore, we will understand another Rambam, where the Rambam writes, let me just give you the exact source. On page 9, Token. Page 10. What? Halacha Yudal. Page 10. Ze shetokeya kishehin yoshvin. Who shetokeya al seida habrachos kishehin omdin? The person who's the bal tokeya for the tkiyas the miyushav should be the same person who blows the shofar for Tkiyas the Me'uman. Most people say that this halacha is based on a general rule, Hamaskel b'mitzvah, Omrim lo gabar. Somebody who starts a mitzvah, finishes. Now, the Rambam, for example, by Hilchos Megillah or Halel, doesn't say that the same guy who read the first parak of the Megillah, you know what? He should finish, read the second paragraph, read the whole paragraph. Zrizin Hamaskel b'mitzvah Imron Gemar is not exactly one of the Rambam's cup of teas. It's cute, it's a nice idea. But the Rambam doesn't say it by Hallel, he doesn't say it by, you're allowed to switch Bali Tefillah, it's no problem. We don't say that the guy who daven Shachris has to daven Musaf. There are a lot of guys who would like to do that. That who daven shachas has to daven musaf too. But there's no such halacha. Maskel is going to have to finish. Why does the Rambam tell us that the guy who starts blowing shofar has to be the same guy who blows tekiyas to me'umad? Because it's part of the demonstration. We are doing A to help create B. To create B. And to demonstrate that one is linked to the other, I would prefer, says the Rambam, that the same Baal Tokeya for the Tkiyas and the Yushav serve as the Baal Tokeya for Tkiyas to Umad. Yes?
According to the Rambam, when does Barov on Hadras Melech occur? Does it then occur in the Yushav or only the Mu'umad? Does it seem, I get the sense that the Yushav, according to the Rambam, creates the Mu'umad spirit?
No, it creates the halachic tzibur.
So
already at that point, so yes, 100%. And the Rambam will say that if you have 10 people, that's one level. If you have 100 people, that's another. If 5,000 people, that's even more. Go to the Belzer Shtiebel, not a Shtiebel, the Basel Beis Medrash, 5,000 people there in the Belzer Beis Medrash, or 3,000 in the Babava in Yerushalayim. That's called Baroivam Hadras Melech. So those are three possibilities of understanding the link of Tkiyas to Meyushav, Tkiyas to Me'umah. One, the Baal HaMor, it's designed as an accommodation for Cholim. Two, according to the Ramban, it is the primary mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar for the mitzvah of Yom Teruah Yilechem. Chazaras Hashatz is designed for a different kiyum, namely to sound Bahareosem Bahatzotzros, the Ace Tzara. And that is why in the Bracha of Shofros, in the Bracha of Shofros, we recite those psukim. Why do we recite Bahareosem Bahatzotzros? On those, what do you need it for? It's not Chatzoitzes doesn't do with the mitzvah of Yom Teruah Yilechem. The Chatzoitzes for Kol Shofar. What does Chatzoitzes have to do with Rosh Hashanah? The answer is because Rosh Hashanah, by definition, is a Yais Tzara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands din from each and every one of us. According to the Rambam, the function of Tkiyas to Meyushav is to create the atmosphere of tzibur to enable the fulfillment of a mitzvah, which apparently at first blush is only a mitzvah related to the yachid. No one would ever say that it's appropriate to take a lulav in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Nobody would say you're allowed to eat matzah in the middle of Shmon Esrei. No one. So why shofar in the middle? Because it is. It's found where? In Parshas Pinchas. Not in Parshas Emor. Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, the bracha that you make for the Meyusha, is that is the Rices?
The Rambam's opinion is that Birchas HaMitzvah is never the Rices. It's a bracha midrabanan as we perform a mitzvah and make a bracha for every mitzvah.
But this is only limited, from what we're seeing, it's limited for the people who are not well.
No, that's the Baal HaMor's opinion. Rambam didn't say that. Didn't say that. All right, we'll stop here. Continue next above.